2024 was the hottest year ever recorded in human history. That's according to newly released reports, and it comes as the past 2 years have been even hotter than scientists had expected. Alejandra Barunda from NPR's Climate Desk joins us. Alejandra, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Let's put some numbers on this extraordinary heat.
So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and NASA just announced their official numbers on Friday. And they both say that 2024 was about 1.5 degrees Celsius hotter than it was back in the 1800s before people started burning tons of fossil fuels. For reference, that's about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. And 1.5C, you might have heard of it. It's kind of a symbolic number because back in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, most countries tried to pledge to keep global warming to less than 2C and ideally less than 1.5. And I want to be clear that being past that number for just 1 year, that doesn't mean those goals are breached, but it's not a good sign.
But you said last year was actually hotter than scientists had anticipated?
Yeah, 2023 and 2024 were both off the charts hot. Here's how climate scientist Zeke Hausfather described some of the temperature records from 2023.
Gobsmackingly bananas.
Very descriptive. And so the last 2 years, they were about 0.2 degrees Celsius hotter than scientists even expected. And that might not sound like a lot, but Hausfather says it's equivalent to about a decade of global warming. And that really matters because it's important to know if this extra heat represents a permanent change to the climate or something else.
And why?
That is definitely the question. Scientists have looked at so many things. They looked at stuff like the solar cycle. That wasn't it. They looked at dust in the air. That wasn't it either. And then there was this other idea about a volcano that erupted in 2022. And that volcano shot water vapor into the atmosphere, which could theoretically heat up the planet. But that didn't pan out either.
So a number of possibilities, but no one thing could be held responsible for those numbers. What else is on the suspect list?
So the next idea was El Niño, which is part of this natural climate cycle. And during El Niño years, the planet is generally warmer. But when it first got unexpectedly hot, El Niño hadn't even started yet. Gavin Schmidt is a climate scientist at NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies.
It's hard to blame the El Niño for things that happened before the El Niño even really started.
It turns out that El Niño probably had some effect on 2024's numbers, but overall, scientists were still scratching their heads.
And what did they find?
Yeah, they went to one other place, Scott. The next thing they looked at were these weird kinds of clouds.
These are the tracks of ships. It's like a contrail from an airplane, but from a ship over the ocean.
That's Andrew Gettleman. He's a climate scientist at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. Ships burn fossil fuels, and the pollution from that actually creates these cloud trails behind them that cool Earth. And in 2020, that ship fuel actually got cleaner, and that meant smaller ship track clouds and, in turn, a hotter planet. And that could actually make up about half of the mystery heat. And scientists think decreases in other clouds that were also formerly caused by pollution might make up another chunk.
So let me understand this. Clearer skies, sunnier skies caused by less pollution ends up promoting climate change?
Yeah, it's not ideal. But scientists like Schmidt say that that just means cutting fossil fuel emissions is even more important to get at that main driver of climate change.
Alejandra Barunda of NPR's Climate Desk, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.